It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in just a bit, we'll talk about who the potential X factor could be in this game. In the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to have Steve Tasker on the show. He's in the Bills Hall of Fame. He is also on the Bills Radio Network. We also are going to have Trent McDuffie. We're also going to be joined by Nate Taylor. He will be on the show in the 4 o'clock hour. I want to try to cover this game from every single perspective. Let's head to the phone lines right now to get you the gambling perspective on things. I know that some of you like to wager on these games, or maybe you live in Missouri and drive over to the other side and you like to place a friendly wager on what the outcome is going to be on Sunday. Let's get you the latest with our guy Nick Kostos. He is the host of the most popular gambling podcast out there, You Better You Bet. Nick, man, happy to have you join us on the show today. What side are you taking in Sunday's matchup?
So I will endear myself to your audience by saying I do like the Kansas City Chiefs in the game. So I have bet Kansas City to win, Kansas City plus the points. You could tease Kansas City up, and we can talk about maybe some legs to tease the Chiefs with, up to +8 or +8.5, where I do feel like one way or another the game is going to be close. I will say, though, Carrington, there is something that happened earlier this week that makes me like a little nervous about this bet, and that's Harrison Butker being placed on IR by the Chiefs, right? Because people say whatever they want about Butker, like off the field, on the field, this is one of the best and most clutch kickers in the history of the NFL. And now the Chiefs go from Harrison Butker, who, you know, in a big spot, you always feel good that he's going to drill the kick. Now here's like former Jets practice squatter, Curtin Jerkin Jabroni, Spencer Schrader, kicking for the Chiefs. Like, it's not the same thing, right? Where if you need Butker to win the game, tie the game, and send it to overtime, like, you feel good about Butker making that kick. Like, Chiefs fans, and I'm not saying Schrader can't make the kick, but are you going to feel as good about it as you would with Harrison Butker? So that is something to consider with Chiefs bets here. But ultimately, I know the Bills have won the last three regular season meetings against the Chiefs. I don't care. Mahomes, as an underdog, he is the best underdog quarterback in the history of the NFL with a bullet. I will gladly bet the Chiefs at plus money just to win the game, Carrington, outright this Sunday in Buffalo.
Nick, we haven't talked about the total yet. Right now on FanDuel, the total for this game is at 46.5. Are you taking the over or the under in Chiefs-Bills?
I think this is it's not a bet for me. And if I had to bet it, like gave me $100, made me bet it, I would bet the under in the game. Because we know what Buffalo is going to do. It's the Sean McDermott defense. They will allow you to run the football in lieu of letting you kind of throw the ball and beat them deep. Not that Kansas City's built to do that right now with its personnel on offense. And Xavier Worthy and has not had the connection going with Mahomes, right? So I think Buffalo is going to play back in the secondary, and they're going to make Kansas City dink and dunk and make Kansas City run the football. And then on the flip side, I mean, the Chiefs defense is obviously absolutely unbelievable. Buffalo will not only be down Dalton Kincaid in this game, but also like stud second-round rookie receiver Keon Coleman, who's really started to come on. Now, Amari Cooper is going to play for the Bills, but he has not really done much since he was traded from Cleveland to Buffalo. So I do think this is a lower-scoring game. I'm thinking somewhere in the range of 23-20, 24-21 Chiefs, which would be under the total then of 46.5.
Nick, give me a couple of anytime touchdown bets that you like, and is there a first touchdown bet? I think a lot of people are like me. I like to place a first touchdown bet. It kind of feels like a parlay to me that you can bet a little bit of money, and if you hit and if you get it right, you can put 10 on Travis Kelce and then turn that 10 into $105.
So do you are you okay if I give you a Bills first touchdown?
Of course, either one.
Okay, so the guy that I would look at for Buffalo, and I would say, like, get the best price on this, would be Dalton Kincaid. Buffalo's starting tight end was ruled out today. So Kincaid is not going to – anyone got him in fantasy football? Like, get him out of your lineup. He's not playing on Sunday. So Dawson Knox, will be Buffalo's starting tight end. And, like, Knox has been, like, the starting tight end for a lot of Josh Allen's tenure. But since they drafted Kincaid in the first round last year, Kincaid has been the number one. We have seen the Chiefs. The Chiefs' defense is awesome, right? But we have seen the Chiefs' defense get tagged by opposing tight ends throughout the season. They have given up the most receiving yards to tight ends of any team this season in the NFL. Now, it obviously has not burned them in terms of wins and losses, but that's not what we're talking about here, right? We're talking about, you know, touchdown bets or yardage props. So Dawson Knox's yardage prop, the first digit is a 2. That's wrong. I like Dawson Knox to go over his receiving yards prop.
I'm sure a lot of people listening right now love some player props. You mentioned targeting Dawson Knox as a possible player prop in this game. Give us a couple player props that you like on Sunday.
This is like not just with the Chiefs and the Bills.
No, yeah, just Chiefs and Bills. Give us a couple of Chiefs and Bills player props that you like.
All right, so I think there's a couple interesting ones, right? And we kind of conceptualize like how we think this game's going to play out. The Mahomes-DeAndre Hopkins connection is obviously burgeoning, right? And I think that's something that if you as a better, you as a fantasy player, like I have Hopkins in a couple fantasy leagues, my thought is going to be that as the season goes between Mahomes and DeAndre Hopkins, like Hopkins is like a borderline Hall of Fame player. Big players generally show up to big games. Hopkins' receiving yards prop in this game is sitting at 49.5. I love the over on DeAndre Hopkins over receiving yards. Xavier Worthy's receiving yards prop has dropped to an insane, like it is low. 22.5 for Xavier Worthy. But it's like if they don't connect on the big play, and like they haven't been able to connect on the big play like a couple times this season, but more often than not, like Worthy makes a bad play or Mahomes overthrows him like he did last week in the Denver game, right? Like they overthrew him down the sideline. And the Chiefs ultimately settles for a field goal later in the game to go up 16-14. I don't know if I trust Xavier Worthy. So for Chiefs pass catchers, the guy that I would look at would be DeAndre Hopkins in terms of going over his receiving yards prop. And then just another thought on anytime touchdowns. I think with Juju Smith-Schuster set to play this weekend, and we think he's playing, right? Juju's going to play this weekend for the Chiefs after he missed a couple weeks. So now we have something interesting here, right, where Hopkins, Kelce, and Hunt will be like the guys that touch the ball the most, besides for Mahomes, obviously. The guys that touch the ball the most, that get the football the most, which leaves you with Worthy, Hardman, Justin Watson, Juju, and even Noah Gray as other ancillary targets that could potentially get the football from Patrick Mahomes. So if you're looking to bet anytime touchdowns, I would look at like the guy that's at the longest odds in that list that I just gave you.
That is my guy, Nick Costos, joining us on the show today. He is the host of the most popular gambling podcast that's out there, You Better You Bet. He does fantastic work with BetQL. Nick, great stuff, man. We appreciate your help getting us ready for this massive showdown between the Chiefs and the Bills, man. I appreciate you.
You got it, buddy. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweats winning bets, the absolute very best of luck, and let's go Chiefs. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.